Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. These days, when I'm up late writing a research grant or an episode of Medical Discovery News, I sometimes hear the mosquito control truck going by.
It's to keep your neighborhood's mosquito population down. But Dave, imagine that same truck, instead of spraying insecticides, releasing genetically modified mosquitoes. Mosquitoes that can kill off their natural-born disease-carrying twins.
They've already done that on Grand Cayman Island and in Malaysia, where the local mosquito carries the dengue fever virus. In both locations, GM, or genetically modified male mosquitoes, were released into the environment.
These mosquitoes carry a self-destruct gene that they pass on to their offspring when GM males mate with wild females. Their offspring die before maturing into adults. 4 months after releasing 3 million modified mosquitoes in a test area on Grand Cayman Island, the mosquito population there dropped by 80%.
The second approach is really clever. Scientists discovered that mosquitoes infected with a bacterium called Wolbachia pipientis became resistant to the dengue fever virus. They also pass on the bacteria to their offspring, making them resistant as well.
In a recent field study in northern Australia, scientists released relatively small numbers of Wolbachia-infected mosquitoes weekly for 10 weeks. 6 weeks later, all the mosquitoes in the area that were sampled were infected, making them free of the dengue fever virus.
Wolbachia-infected mosquitoes may even be resistant to the malarial parasite, which would be incredible. Malaria kills more people in the world than any other infectious disease.
While exciting and humanitarian, some groups are against modified insects because there's no way to know whether insects could have a devastating effect on the ecology.
While the concern is legitimate, modified mosquitoes' life-saving potential is so great, scientists will undoubtedly continue trying to make them more effective, and field tests will also carry on.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.